So as I mentioned, this is the Murli Bhaktada spoke on 22nd of February 2009. Baba has started the Murli. Today, the Zero Father. Today, the Zero Father. Has come to meet his hero children. Today, the Zero Father has come to meet his hero children. On this day, on this day, all of you have come to celebrate the father's birthday, and together with that, you have also come to celebrate your own birthday. Therefore, Bap Dada, is giving all the children from everywhere, whether you are sitting personally in front of him or far away but close to his heart, congratulations with all relationships. In that, there are congratulations from three relationships in particular. Baba is specially giving greetings from the father, teacher and Sadguru in the form of sustenance, study and blessings to all the children from everywhere. So Baba is giving especially giving greetings from the father, teacher and Sadguru in the form of sustenance, study and blessings to all the children from everywhere. So congratulations, congratulations, congratulations to all the children. Today, devotees also celebrate this special birthday. Today, devotees also celebrate this special birthday. But you children know that this birthday is the birthday of the imperishable love of the father and the children. From the beginning, the father and the children have been together. Together with that, the father has been with the children in the task of world transformation. Because there is a lot of love between the father and the children. You are together now, and you are also going to return home together. The father cannot go without the children, and the children cannot go without the father. Because you are together with the love in your hearts. After going home, when you go to your kingdom, there too, you will rule with Father Brahma there. So out of all the births, this birth is the loveliest and the most unique one. No other birth out of the 84 births has the same value as this birth in the whole cycle. Such a lovely birth in which you also have the company. This is the special birth, as valuable as a diamond. So have all of you come to celebrate your father's birthday or also your birthday. So have all of you come to celebrate the father's birthday or your birthday? Or has the father come to celebrate the children's birthday and the children have come to celebrate the father's birthday? Everywhere, devotees also celebrate Shiv Jayanti or Shivratri. They celebrate with a lot of love. Bap Dada, on seeing the devotees, gives them also the fruit of their devotion. However, there is a difference in the way that you celebrate and the way that they celebrate. They celebrate the night, whereas you celebrate Amrit Vela. Sangam is Amrit Vela. They celebrate in the night. That's why this is Shivratri, but we celebrate Amrit Vela. Amrit Vela is the most elevated period.
Amrit Vela.
It is at Amrit Vela. That Bap Dada fills the aprons of all the children with blessings. The aprons of all of you are filled with blessings, are they not? The aprons of all of you are filled with blessings, are they not? Every day you receive a blessing from the Father, the bestower of blessings. Each one of you children has received so many blessings from Bap Dada. Each one of you has received so many blessings from Bap Dada. Your apron is filled with those blessings, is it not? So, all of you have arrived here with a lot of zeal and enthusiasm. Bap Dada too is very, very happy to see all the children and continues to sing the song, Wah Children Wah. Children say, Wah Baba Wah. And the father says, Wah Children Wah. Why? Because all those who become the father's children are the handful out of multi-millions of souls. There are millions of souls in the world. Whereas, you are the handful of children out of those souls whom the father calls his lucky and lovely children. Do you have the intoxication that in every cycle you are the handful of children out of multi-millions? No matter how many souls with such a great position there may be at present. But there are only a handful out of multi-millions children from all corners who have recognized the Father and are celebrating His birthday. Do you have the happiness that you are a handful out of multi-millions? Do you have that intoxication? Raise your hands. If you have the intoxication, raise your hands. You have imperishable intoxication, do you not? It is not the intoxication that is there only for sometimes, is it? It is always there. And it will always remain. Maya does test you, and you have that experience, do you not? Maya also has a lot of love for God's children. But children know that But children know that Maya has had a relationship with God's children from the beginning until now. Maya and God's children have a connection with one another. Maya and God's children have a connection with one another. Maya's duty is to come, whereas what is the duty of you children? What is the duty of you children? It is to chase Maya away from a distance. Do not let her come close to you. Or do you allow her to come close? No. Chase her away from a distance. If you allow her to come, she develops the habit of coming. If you allow her to come, she develops the habit of coming. She also feels that, well, you allow her to come, and so let me go. However, the father sees that, however, the father sees that some children not only allow Maya to come, but they also offer her hospitality. They offer her tea or coffee too. Do you know what hospitality you offer to her? You come under Maya's influence. And think that the board of too late has not yet been put up, and there and that there is still time.
Purusharat kar rahe hai.
That you are making effort and you will reach your destination. This is what you think. So Maya also feels that first of all you allowed her to come, and secondly you also give her your company, you offer her hospitality. This is what she thinks. But those children who are able to recognize Maya, because there are some children who make a mistake in recognizing Maya and wonder whether it's Maya's directions or the father's directions. They cannot recognize that, and because of not recognizing her, they come under the influence of Maya. However, Bap Dada is telling his lucky. Bap Dada is telling his lucky Mahavir, victorious children. However, Bap Dada is telling his lucky Mahavir, victorious children, do not allow her to come. Now, do not spend your time in allowing Maya to come and then chasing her away. Why? Why? Because there is little time left, and the promise you have made, and the promise you have made of carrying out the task of becoming world transformers and world servers and giving souls of the world the father's introduction and giving them their inheritance of liberation is not yet accomplished. This task is not yet accomplished. So, use your time in accomplishing this task. Use your time in accomplishing that task. If you use your time only in chasing Maya away, then how will you fulfill your promise of becoming world transformers? You are the father's companions, are you not? You have promised him from birth, we will remain with you now and return home together. Therefore, now, chase Maya away from a distance. Now, chase Maya away from a distance on the basis of the powers you have received from the Father. Therefore, now chase Maya away from a distance on the basis of the power you have received from the Father. Do not use your time in that is in wasting time of chasing Maya away. So do not use your time in that. when you celebrate Shivratri or Shiv Jayanti, when you celebrate Shivratri or Shiv Jayanti, you specially celebrate three things. You specially celebrate three things. It's a wonder of those who have copied the methods for these fast festivals. Bap Dada is congratulating them too. They specially celebrate in three ways. Firstly, they observe a fast. They have actually copied you, but in a temporary way. You have also observed a fast in two things from the time that you belonged to the Father. Which are those two things? One is purity, and that is not just celibacy, but purity means being Brahmachari, following the steps of Brahma. What do some children do? They observe the fast of the main big vices, but they allow freedom to the little vices. However, little ones will become a great sacrifice. The little ones are no less. It is the little ones that deceive you at that time. Just like a mouse, which is so small, but is number one in biting. It's so tiny, so small, but is number one in biting. It blows and bites, so that you are not even aware of it. Therefore, for the little vices, and for anger, some children think that that happens all the time and that they have to get angry. Now, would such a soul be called a perfect soul? You adopted the vow with the children and the progeny, with the small vices and big vices, is it not? That you will always remain pure. You promised this, did you not? Or have you just taken the vow of observing celibacy alone? What is your title? Completely viceless, the highest beings following the highest code of conduct, Maryada Purushottam. This is your title, is it not? Or is it that a little less Maryadas are allowed? Those who believe that you have said my Baba, those who believe that you have said my Baba, raise your hand. Those who have said my Baba, well, if you have said my Baba, and since you said my Baba, it means you will have to become like Baba. Is it not? Let there be the difference of just one letter. Whenever there is the consciousness of mine, then remember yours is Baba's, not mine. Just change this difference from mine to yours. By remembering the difference of just one word, you will become residents of the three thrones. By remembering the difference of just one word, changing mine into yours, you will become residents of the three thrones. One fast and vow is to have purity for all time. You adopted the vow of following the highest code of conduct for all time, whereas they observed this just for one day. They at least copied you, but it is like a pinch of salt in a sack full of flour. At least they copied you. They are wise, aren't they? They copied you and keep a fast for one day. And the other fast is of food and drink. So two types of fast. One is they celebrate on that day, and second they eat pure food. So, and the other fast is of food and drink. All of you have also observed the vow of having pure food. Have you not? They have at least copied you. You have also observed this fully. Or do you sometimes feel like eating anything when you are a little tired? It's not like that, is it? Perhaps when you are tired or fed up, what do the youth do? Those who are kumars, raise your hand. All the kumars, raise your hand. All the kumars, raise your hand. Okay, very good. Kumaris, raise your hand. Kumaris, raise your hand. So at that time there were many kumaris from foreign lands. So Baba is saying, so Baba told the foreign kumaris, the ones with the light, they were having a light at that time. So now have the kumars observed this vow fully, or do you sometimes become tired? Have the kumars observed this vow fully, or do you sometimes become tired? The kumars who come and who even now observe this fast of food and drink in the right way, raise your hands. So many are raising their hand. Raise your hand high. Baba is saying those who even now observe this fast of food and drink in the right way, raise it high. And Baba is looking around. Yes, you have passed. Congratulations, you have passed. Multi-million-fold congratulations to you. Because you observe the fast of food and drink in the right way. It does require some effort, but because of love for the Father, this is not effort but love. So at least they have copied you, haven't they? They observe a fast for one day. Whereas you observe the fast for your life. This fast of one life will then automatically continue all the time. Then you won't have to make effort. There definitely is some effort required in this one short birth. There is renunciation, but renunciation creates fortune. So what else do they do? They stay awake throughout the night. In what way have you done jagran or stayed awake? They renounce the sleep. And you also renounced the sleep of ignorance. You also renounced the sleep of ignorance that you will not allow the sleep of ignorance, the sleep that comes at the wrong time to come. You don't allow, you will not doze off. You will not nod off. Baba is showing You will not nod off, but always remain alert. You have taken this vow too, have you not? Baba is saying that some have a habit of dozing off, you know, nodding. Some have a habit of dozing off, but Bab Dada says, if you have renounced something and had a determined thought, then why do you allow that thought to become a little lost again and again? Why do you allow that light, the thought, to become a little loose again and again? Do you not know how to tighten a screw? The screwdriver with which you tighten is, the promise is, the screwdriver with which you tighten it is a promise, is a determination. What is the task that still remains now? What is the task that still remains now? Speak. What is the task that still remains now? That of revelation. That of revelation. This is what you are making effort for, is it not? Why do you hoist the flag? You say, my Baba has come. Whenever you carry out any task, you hoist a flag. Today too you will hoist a flag, won't you? Whose flag will you hoist? Whose flag will you hoist? Of Bap Dada, of service, of the birthday. Of Bap Dada, of service, of the birthday. When hoisting a flag, until it is completely opened, you will continue to open it. Don't you? The flag hoisting finishes when the flowers shower from it. The flag hoisting finishes when the flowers shower from it. So what is the revelation that you want? You want revelation of the Father, is it not? The firmer your promise of staying awake and of observing the fast is, the firmer your promise of staying awake and of observing the fast is, the sooner revelation will take place. The sooner revelation will take place. You want revelation to take place, do you not? You want it, no? That revelation should take place? Who is going to bring the time close? Then who is going to bring the time close? It's all of you, is it not? Who will bring the time close? All of you, true servers, all of you true servers, children, are going to bring the time close. You are the world transformer, children. You are the world transformer, children. So, do you agree with the gift for the birthday? So do you agree with the gift for this birthday? To give it and to receive it. Baba told about both. You are not just going to give it, you are also going to receive it. Those who are going to do both, giving and receiving gift, raise your hands. going to do both, giving and receiving gift. Raise your hand. Baba's looking around. Those who are going to do both, then Baba says, Acha, very good. Your photo is being taken by the TV. Your photo is being taken by the TV. We will send this photo to those who fail even a little. We will send this photo to those who fail even a little. Raise your hand once again. And Baba is telling that the TV person, take the photo again. The photo is being taken here. So, if you raise your hand that you are giving as well as receiving the gift. So, take the photo again, Baba is saying. The photo is being taken here. Acha, it is good. It is good. So congratulations, congratulations, congratulations.
Baba, double Videshi bhai bhene aaye hain.
So Muni Behn is saying at that time, 1200. Stand up, all double foreigners. All double foreigners, stand up, please. All double foreigners stand up, and Baba is looking around, so many double foreigners. This time about 800 to 900 double foreigners are here. Yes, over 800 double foreigners. And everyone claps for them. But do not say double foreigners, but instead say double intense effort makers. You like this title? Double intense effort makers. You like this title, do you not? Double foreigners word is common. And there are many of those double foreigners. Bap Dada is pleased. With the double foreigners, because that you double foreigners have become the devotion, the decoration of Madhuvan. You have become the decoration of Madhuvan. Look.
India ke.
Look. So many come from the different states of India. And so why should the foreigners be any less? You have raised very well in this two of your quantity. So, Bap Dada is pleased about one thing, on seeing the majority of the children, that all those who come have now become those of one culture, all now belong to the one Brahmin culture, do you not? You all belong to one Brahmin culture. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. You are no longer of foreign culture, but all of you are those with the Brahmin culture. When you came, you were all with different cultures. But you have now gone beyond cultures. You have gone beyond cultures. This was a big barrier. However, you have now crossed this big barrier. Now, it doesn't feel that you are different. Now look around in the TV. Look at yourselves on the TV. All of you are those with Brahmin culture. Just the one culture. It feels good, does it not? Only one culture. Very good. Acha. to all the children from everywhere. You can sit down. Please sit down. Please sit down. To all the children from everywhere who are seated on Bap Dada's heart throne. To all the children from everywhere who are seated on Bap Dada's heart throne, to all the intense effort makers from everywhere, to all the children from everywhere who have accepted, the gift that Bap Dada has given, and to those who have given Bap Dada a gift through their thoughts, to such determined effort makers who constantly make their thought determined, to all the children who make a promise and bring about revelation, lots and lots, lots and lots of love and affection from Bap Dada's heart. Lots and lots of love and affection from Bap Dada's heart. Please accept love and remembrance from the heart again to all the children again and again. Congratulations. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Baba Seva ka turn.
So Munibhen is saying the time now, this the turn is of UP, Banaras and West Nepal to serve. All UP, Banaras and West Nepal. Stand up.
UP wale sab milake 12,000 aaye hain.
There are 12,000 from UP, Banaras and West Nepal. It is good. Baba saying that UP has claimed, it is good that UP has claimed a right to receiving special sustenance from Father Brahma. You know, Brahma Baba stayed in UP for a long time. He was a lot of time in Kanpur, Mama also in UP. It is good that UP has claimed the right to receiving a special sustenance from Brahma Baba, from Father Brahma. There's a memorial in the name of Brahma in UP. It is called, you know, the Nail of Brahma. There is right in the center. It's in the name of Brahma in UP. Father Brahma and Jagatamba have given UP the blessing of being the star of fortune. Father Brahma and Jagatamba have given UP the blessing of being the star of fortune. It is good. Day by day the father has seen that now more than before, there has been good expansion of the service places, the sub-centers and the Gita Pathshalas. Good expansion has taken place there. This is why Bap Dada is giving special congratulations. Continue to move forward. Continue to move forward and become number one in increasing numbers and in giving the message. Continue to move forward and become number one in increasing numbers and in giving the message. It is good. Bab Dada is pleased. Continue to move forward in this way. Congratulations to the teachers. Congratulations to the teachers. You are progressing. So continue to progress as much as you can. Continue to progress as much as you can, more and more. Acha. Om Shanti. So Bab Dada blessed us so much today, Shiv Jayanti Day, and all of us are emerging Bab Dada and Gulzar Dadi, and we are going to celebrate Shiv Jayanti. And now Madhurvani group is here. They are going to present a very lovely song. The words of this song are, Shiv Jayanti, Shiv Baba is celebrating. Shiv Baba is celebrating Shiv Jayanti with all his children. So Avyakt Bab Dada is with us. Gulzar Dadi is with us in a subtle form. Our respected Dadis are with us in our midst.
Bhai, Brijman Bhai, Ishu Dadi, Munni Ben, and Sabhi Varishth Bhai Bene, Hamare Beech Mein Hain, and Sabhi Double Videshi Bhai Bene.
And all the double foreigners are with us. And we are with Bab Dada celebrating Shivratri, Shiv Jayanti. Shiv Baba is celebrating Shiv Jayanti with his children. Shiv Baba himself is hoisting his own flag. That Nirakar and Akar, the incorporeal and the angelic ones, come in the corporeal form and celebrate their birthday with the children. For over 81 years, Baba has been showering blessings on the children, giving so much joy and happiness to the children. Both sing together, the father and the children sing together and celebrate their birthday together. Oh. Baba's message is going to everyone that the Father has come, the Father has come. God has made His children so fortunate. Wake up, wake up, O people of the world. Don't say later on that you did not know. Don't say that you didn't tell us. Don't say again, why didn't you tell us? We are saying, wake up, wake up. We celebrate such a birthday which no one has celebrated up to now. Celebrate His Jayanti with the Father celebrates His Jayanti with the children. We both celebrate our birthdays together. The bestowal of fortune has bestowed fortune upon us, so we celebrate each other's birthday together. So now there will be flag hoisting ceremony on those who have been invited for candle lighting ceremony and cake cutting ceremony. You will come on the stage. Okay, Om Shanti. I'm also going on the stage and Sister Krishna will take over. We will celebrate. We will. The seniors will hoist the flag.
celebrate Shiv Jayanti. We hoist Baba's flag. This flag is the highest of all, and it is a unique flag. There is the symbol of a point of light. If we combine all the flag, this flag is unique. There is the symbol in this flag, a point of light. So we all hoisted back the flag. After this, there will be candle lighting. And on this special occasion, along with Baba Dada, Dadis and senior brothers and senior sisters will have candle lighting. We sing the song of happiness. We dance with happiness. We celebrate and greet one another. May you live long. Let there be mercy on everyone. Cutting ceremony, and the one who will distribute the trolleys will all come to you to your places, but make sure that you don't put the plastic bags here but outside in the dustbin. Celebrate happy birthday together. Happy birthday to you all. Let us gather together. and celebrate this birthday and also sing songs and have a dance. Today's day is so wonderful. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Sakar Baba. Sakar Vyote.
Sakar Baba.
Vyote Nirakar.
While in the Sakar, let us too experience the avyat meeting. It made us to allow, it allowed us to become detached from this body. So Sakar Baba became avyat. And today Avyat Baba also spoke the version so well and is giving such a good sustenance. So today also we have this experience of meeting Avyat Bab Dada. Baba gave us the knowledge of the drama, and the drama knowledge makes us peaceful. There is peace, love, sweetness. We are filled with these virtues, and on the day of Shivratri, the night is ending, the Iron Age night is ending, and the Golden Age day is coming. Now we go to the Supreme Abode. We don't go and sit there, but we will come to the Golden Age. Baba has made the plan. We are looking at the happy heart only, looking at the cake. I will say that our Sister Muni organizes such beautiful programs. Everybody have their own part to play. I always remember our Dadi Gulzar. She is always being remembered. She is in Bombay. So when Dadi was here, I used to go and meet Dadi all the time, at least for 1 minute or 5 minutes. So now we look everything as a detached observer. Baba is with us. The morning Murli was spoken by Dadi Ratan Mohini. I had a desire to come here in the morning, but I couldn't. But everything is okay.
Shanti. Oh, Shanti. Oh, Shanti.
Baba, maybe day or night, Baba is always with us. We say, Baba, you're mine, and Baba says, I'm yours.
Thank you.
These little children, they presented bouquet to Dadi. These three are very fortunate ones. So now there will be a dance and everyone will clap hands and sing song. He is my Baba. He is my Baba. He takes us on the path of knowledge. He is my Baba.
भाई और ब्रिजमन भाई जी से आज के शुभ अवसर पर हम उनके मुखारविंद से अभी आदरणीय भ्राता निवे भाई और ब्रिजमन भाई जी से आज के शुभ अवसर पर
ऑन द स्पेशल ओकेशन वी विल नाउ लिसन टू द वर्ड्स ऑफ ब्लेसिंग फ्रॉम ब्रदर निर्वैर एंड ब्रदर ब्रिजमोहन.
सभी भाई बहनों को फिर से ओम शांति.
ओम शांति वंस अगेन टू ऑल द ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स.
ओम शांति.
ओम शांति वंस अगेन.
आज
टुडे
मूर्ति शिव जयंती के दिन
ऑन द डे ऑफ त्रिमूर्ति शिव जयंती
बाप दादा के अलौकिक जन्मदिन पर
on the day of Baba's alaukik birthday and on this divine birthday of all of you, multi-million fold greetings.
विश्व के इतिहास में
in the history of the world
ऐसा पहले कभी नहीं हुआ है.
Never it has taken place that the whole world together he is celebrating the divine birthday, and it takes place at this time when our Supreme Father, Supreme Soul incarnates on this earth and awakens us and gives us this new birth, and it is only through his coming here
भाई बहने जो भी
ऑल द ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स हू हैव रिकॉग्नाइज द फादर एंड अकॉर्डिंग टू द मुरली यू ऑल हर्ड साउट ऑफ
थोड़े से भाई बहन
मल्टी मिलियन
बाबा को पहचाना
है. एंड इफ यू हैव रिकॉग्नाइज द फादर द सोल्स आर इग्नाइटेड एंड दे ऑल स्टे इन दिस इंटॉक्सिकेशन दैट वी वंस अगेन
ब्रह्मा बाबा के साथ साथ मातेश्वरी जी के साथ साथ दादियों के साथ साथ हम भी फिर से इस धरा पर अवतरित
हैव इनकार्नेटेड ऑन दिस अर्थ अलोंग विद शिव बाबा ब्रह्मा बाबा मातेश्वरी जगदम्बा एंड दादीज.
ये अवतरण किस बात के लिए है जो कार्य बाप का है विश्व कल्याण का.
द टास्क ऑफ द फादर द वर्ल्ड बेनिफैक्टर इज ऑल्सो द टास्क ऑफ अस चिल्ड्रन
विश्व कल्याण
का. बाबा चिल्ड्रन द वर्ल्ड बेनिफैक्टर्स चिल्ड्रन द मास्टर वर्ल्ड बेनिफैक्टर्स
संकल्पना भी करते हैं और प्रैक्टिकल.
एंड सो वी हैव दिस कॉल टू बेनिफिट द वर्ल्ड एंड थ्रू अवर माइंड वर्क्स एंड
डीड्स
एवरी सेकेंड वी आर बेनिफिटिंग फॉर दिस टास्क. एंड सो
महाशिवरात्रि
वंस अगेन
बहुत 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 बधाइयां हो.
वेरी 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 मच कंग्रेचुलेशन एंड ग्रीटिंग्स ऑन दिस स्पेशल ओकेशन.
अब हम सुनेंगे आदरणीय भ्राता ब्रिजमोहन.
नाउ वी लिसन टू द वर्ड्स ऑफ ब्लेसिंग्स फ्रॉम ब्रदर ब्रिजमोहन.
जयंती के उपलक्ष्य में बहुत सुंदर झांकी कॉन्फ्रेंस हॉल के बाहर बनाई गई
है। बिफोर दैट
भाई बहनों ने
ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ शिव जयंती देयर इज अ वेरी ब्यूटीफुल टैबलो बीन मेड यू ऑल कैन सी बिफोर यू लीव फ्रॉम हियर। सो नाउ वी लिसन फ्रॉम ब्रदर ब्रजमोहन।
ओम शांति, ओम शांति। आज हम सब भाई बहनों ने अपने प्यारे परम पिता
टुडे वी ऑल ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स
सद्गुरु तीनों के साथ सभी संबंधों से अपना
सेलिब्रेटेड
बाप का जन्मदिन
बाप दादा बर्थडे एंड आवर बर्थडे विद अ सुप्रीम फादर सुप्रीम टीचर एंड सुप्रीम सद्गुरु।
शिवरात्रि मनाते हैं
द डिवोटीज इन द वर्ल्ड सेलिब्रेट शिवरात्रि द नाइट ऑफ शिवा एंड वी सेलिब्रेटेड शिव जयंती।
हमें समय को समीप लाना है
सेलिब्रेटिंग बाबा बर्थडे एट अमृत वेला।
तीन व्रत रखते हैं
बाबा सेड दे ऑल कीप थ्री फास्टिंग बट वी हैव टू फॉलो फादर ब्रह्मा। Whatever Father Brahma did, we have to follow his footsteps. And secondly, Baba said, we have to follow the code of conduct in all ways. There is qualifications to follow the code of conduct. We have to promise that we will be Baba's children, and whatever the left out work or task is there, that we will accomplish and bring the time closer. So just as the devotees hoist the flag, we also hoisted Baba's flag. So we will hoist Baba's flag in our heart and in everyone's heart, and we'll celebrate a very beautiful Shiv Jayanti. And so greetings on this special occasion. 5,000 years ago we celebrated, and today once again we celebrated, and again after every 5,000 years we will be celebrating, and we will continue to celebrate Shiv Jayanti. It is the day of happiness that the function is over, but still no one wants to go. Shri Baba's flag is being hoisted very far, far away, and I can also say that everyone is having Baba's flag in your hands. So the message will definitely spread onto the world. So on this special occasion we also will listen from Sister Munni. She will also now speak two words of blessings and give greetings on this special occasion.
Om Shanti. Aaj Shiv Jayanti ke upalaksh mein.
Today on behalf of Shiv Jayanti.
Baba ko is dhara par aaye 82 years ho
gaye. 82 years have been passed. Baba descended on this earth. And we all celebrated Baba's birthday. Baba's birthday means the birthday of all of we children. And so, greetings and congratulations for this day. We kept Avyak Bap Dada in a subtle form and celebrated this beautiful festival. We heard such a beautiful Baba's murli. We celebrated and hoisted Baba's flag with Dadi Gulzar and senior brothers and senior sisters. We had cake cutting, candle lighting. We celebrated as always we would celebrate. Madhuban means Baba. So Baba is always there in Madhuban. Until we have this thought, there will be no negative thoughts in the mind. until there is this confluence age, will our Baba will continue to meet us, continue to meet us, and continue to meet us. Even if the health condition is up and down sometimes, we will also continue to meet Baba in the subtle form. And so this season we met Baba for 3 times. The last only Baba spoke this year. Baba said, celebrate this year as the year of completion. So what we will all say? Baba is mine. Say, Baba is mine. And I belong to Baba. We are always with Baba, and Baba is always with us. Baba cannot stay without the children, and we children also cannot stay without the Father. You all have made Baba to sit in your hearts. Just as you were told earlier, after the Murli class, a bhog will be offered to Baba. And after the bhog is offered, in front of the conference hall ground, there will be the flag hoisting ceremony. And those brothers and sisters who have come from India or Bharat and have not yet taken gifts will take the gifts tomorrow in the conference hall before going to breakfast.